First and foremost, how did you become involved with community living?
Well, honestly, like a lot of young people, when I left college, I had to look for a job. And so actually, community living was one of the first places I applied. I'd already had a couple of experiences working with people who had an intellectual disability, so I thought, it was a good fit. And so I started working with community living about 33 years ago.
And what have you gotten out of this experience so far?
Well, being there for so long, I've had lots of different experiences, and lots before I landed my role as a volunteer services coordinator. But I have been doing that for over 2 decades, so that's obviously been my longest role. What I love about my current role is making connections for the people we serve. So sometimes it's about meeting an immediate need, like maybe someone we serve needs a volunteer to help work out at the YMCA, and sometimes just watching true friendships just unfold.
And obviously, there's a lot of great things that happen with what you do, but there's also some challenges along the way, like with anything in life. What's the biggest challenges that you've had to face so far?
So if you say the biggest challenge, I'm sure you won't be surprised when I say the pandemic. Just volunteers and people we serve have struggled when we've had to move friendships to virtual platforms. So that's what we're doing currently. First of all, everyone's tired of social isolation we're experiencing, as I'm sure everyone has heard. And then just some people we serve don't have access to the internet. So, they could be limited to phone calls. On top of that, some people we serve don't speak as a means of communication. So for volunteers and people we serve alike, it makes it really hard to feel that connection that you would when you're meeting up with someone in person. So yeah, lots of challenges throughout the pandemic.
And if somebody was came to you and wanted to get involved with what you do and wanted to try to give back, what advice would you give to that person or persons?
Oh, it's just so easy, and there's so many ways to give back. It doesn't require a lot of time, and not to brag, but we're really good at accommodating volunteers in terms of matching them with people who have similar availability, similar interests, and so on.
And finally, we talk about accomplishments with a lot of things, and I think accomplishments sometimes are more than just a plaque on the wall with your name on it. Could be anything. What accomplishments are you most proud of?
It kind of goes back to the question about what do I get out of the experience. So every time for me, I see a friendship develop, or even better, when I hear a volunteer or a person we serve say, "I love my match," or could be, "I love my volunteer, I love my experience," or a staff that might be saying, "Oh, that's a great match," then I'm thrilled. And that does keep me motivated to keep trying, knowing that not all matches work out. And yeah, I might say, seem corny when I say this, but it's kind of like a high. Like, if somebody's emailing me saying, "Oh, this is a great experience, and here's why," I'm like, yes. So that's basically the big one.